Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome to another Midweek Takeaway. Today we're going to be talking about an investment outside of our normal comfort zone, I'd say, and that is cryptocurrency. Not your average crypto, though, is it? It's going to be a coin, a people's coin, and one which is used for multiple currencies. We're joined today by Pedro Macosta, founder member of Buzaba. Welcome, Pedro. How are you today?
Hello there. Good evening.
Do you want to tell us a little bit of background about how you got to where you are and the ideas behind Buzaba?
Sure. I mean, it's a fantastic story, really. I mean, I'm still just amazed how everything just took off. Going straight to the beginning, how it all started. But it started with COVID, really. COVID-19, lockdown. I find myself at home, no job, no income, nothing, bored. And we have a market crash as well on the stock market. So because I followed the stock market for a good 30 years now, it was as a hobby first, in the early 90s, those days you would go to the TV to see the prices on the teletext. It was that there was no internet, no apps. So I started a group about stocks and shares on Facebook. And that really took off. I mean, people joined and they were talking about the stocks and shares they buy. And it was very heated up and the group started growing from 1,000 members to 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And we find ourselves in months, we find ourselves with 10,000 members, And again, because these days you can buy with shares with an app, with a phone, it was a very hot topic. So that was it. It was great. In the meantime, more and more people are talking about cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin. And there was a lot of resistance to crypto being discussed in our group. In fact, they were arguing, people were ready to meet up and fight over it. It was crazy. So I thought, okay, look, let me start another group, another Facebook group, and take the crypto there, the crypto talk and posts. And that one just went crazy. It just grew and grew. I mean, more and more people were jumping in. And because I wanted to start our own currency, I want a cryptocurrency, and everybody was just excited about it. They want to buy the coin. They want to hold it. So I came, I spent days and days thinking of how to do. I look at all the other coins out there, and I said, how can we do a different one? How can we stand out, basically, from all these puppies, dogs that you have, Shiba Inus and all that? How can we be different? How can we really make a change? And that was it. I thought of the structure that we have now with Buzaba, which is a peer-to-peer transaction coin, just like Bitcoin. You can buy goods, pay with it. So we're going to be the same. And we're going to have 7 wallets, the 7 vaults that are kind of like a bank, a vault with coins in it that will go up in value as people buy the coin. So that will be used for charity. It borrows on the Satoshi Satoshi wallet, which we can talk about later if you want to know. But that's the principle, and that's where we are now. We to sum up, we have a huge group now of over 200,000 members, and we've got the founding members that are just over 1,000, and that's where we are. We've got people from all walks of life. We've got retired judges. We have housewives, cleaners, plumbers. It's great. It's really, you can feel the buzz. You can feel the.
I like it because in this current climate with all the ESG things that are happening, all the compliance and obviously with the environment, you mentioned in the one of the potential vaults that there could be an environmental charities that helping the oceans, helping reduce carbon, etc. So that I like that fact that you've opened it up to the founder members and you've said, guys, what do you want? This is the people's coin. I really like that. And that's very current right at the moment in with COP26 happening, and obviously with problems in war, you know, Yemeni and places like that. And you mentioned earlier you understood what it meant to be hungry and your, yeah, you know, your background. So yeah, you wanted to give something back really from this, I guess, is what I'm getting at.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the sevenfold, basically, the reason why I created seven is because I would like to have each one dedicated to a certain cause. So you have world hunger, you have education, and you have the environment. The environment wallet actually was came up in a poll. We did a poll. Yep. You know, what wallets would you like? We gave a list of names for the wallets, you know, for causes, and the community voted. They voted on so environment is one of them. And yeah, it's going to be about cleaning the oceans, get that horrible plastic that's out there. Charity is very important. It's the backbone of Buzaba. You know, charity is the most important thing for me and a couple of people.
Yeah,
we cannot change that.
Okay, so how are things progressing? Obviously, it's going to be a very time consuming process. You've got a lot of people project managing things behind the scenes.
Yeah. I mean, you know, funny enough, we were ready to go. We were ready to go on the decentralized exchanges of it. There's many exchanges, if you look at the crypto world, how it works. But because we have such a big community, they wanted to go to the top exchange. So the exchange is where you buy your coins, you know, and they wanted to go to the top, which is Coinbase. Coinbase is an American company listed on the NASDAQ. You know, it's safe. It's got a good reputation. It's never been hacked. A lot of the other ones have been hacked. People lost their because what when you hacked, I mean, when these exchanges are hacked, basically they transfer all your coins to another wallet. That's what happens. Coinbase has never been, you know, and because they're aiming for that, it's taking longer. You know, also we were going to be a blockchain with our own blockchain, and then we decided to go for ERC-20 token, which is based on the Ethereum platform. We were advised for what we want to do. We were advised to use that. It's the best for us. So we've changed that. We've gone back. We sort of went back to the drawing board, really. And that's why it's taken longer. But I don't mind that. You know, I mean, sometimes I think this is too many cooks here, you know, and like the old saying, you know, too many cooks spoil the broth. But we got four project managers. Can you imagine four? And then we got the developers and then the community that meet in WhatsApp. And they just discuss this and over and over and over. And, you know, we go around, but we see results. You know, it gets better and better and better. You know, the final product, it's getting better. And that's what I'm happy with, really.
Tell me what sort of proportion is of this coin is going to be involved in the charity side of things, and what proportion is going to be available to the public?
Yeah, yeah, very good question. Initially, I thought of the seven wallets, and each wallet is going to have I want 5% of the Toggle token. So you're looking at 35% in the wallets. That is a really good amount. You know, again, this is all about investing now for the future. So as the Buzaba coin goes up in value, those seven wallets go up in value as well. It borrows on the Satoshi. Well, supposedly, I mean, if you read the media, what media says, there's a wallet, the founder of Bitcoin, he has a wallet with just over 1 million Bitcoins. Okay. So those million Bitcoins that he probably mined them on his computer, on his laptop, can't be done now. They're now worth billions because what's happened over the years, they've gone up in value. So the seven wallets borrow on that concept. You know, I've kind of didn't cook it up. I could have borrowed that from, I love that idea. You know, as people buy, as you buy and other people buy, those wallets go up in value and those will just be used for charity. Now we have a structure for the wallets. They're going to be in the hands of trustees and guardians. We got someone in the group that's got 20 years experience working with charity, 20 years. So he's setting up the trustees and that side of things. So we will not have access to do. So when it comes, when the time comes and we want to give to charities, because by the way, we are going to give to charities that are already established, like the Red Cross, like WaterAid, you know, feed the children, that sort of, so we will give to them, and then they will and the members will decide which charity gets and which one doesn't. So environmental is one of them, education, water aid, you know. So it's all going to be done by the community. There is no one in charge of those wallets. Well, there's not one single person who can. In fact, the developer, he's doing multiple, a thing called multiple signatures. You need three people to type in the password. Okay, so the password will be divided in three, and each one has a segment of that password, and then the transfer will be done. All that is going to be on the white paper. It's impossible to take any money out to do any fraud. It's fraud proof basically, and that's the beauty about blockchain. You know, that's what the blockchain is about. You know, is every time a transaction is made, it's recorded by millions of computers. That's why people talk about these electricity fees and electricity bills. It's very consumer hungry because there has to be. It's many computers monitoring that transaction. So it can't be fraudulent. It will only go through if everyone agrees to it. Well, not everyone, but every computer agrees. So it's the technology. I love it. I mean, I'm not a techie. You know, I'm not someone who's a developer or a coder, but I read about it and I find it fascinating. You know, and it's here to stay.
What sort of time scale then do you think before the white paper comes out?
Well, the white paper is a draft at the moment. It already exists. And the reason why it's got the word draft there is because we're just waiting for that final tokenomics of it. We will only know that once the coin is done, finally done. The tokenomics will have the percentage for the founders, so myself and 8-12 of us, it won't be more than 5%. So only 5%, and that includes the admin wallet. So the admin wallet will have some coins for promotion, for marketing. It's very exciting, you know. A lot of these people, they know celebrities who do charity work already. And if you go to a lot of the charity websites, like for example WaterAid, they have what they call ambassadors, you know. And these ambassadors, people like Ronaldo and celebrities from Hollywood, we engage in. I mean, I think that's, we can tap into that. You know, we can have these people support our coin. You know, because they already engage in charity work. They are ambassadors for those charities. So it's all we're going to pick. It's all, you know, we're all going to feed off each other sort of thing. And there are some people in the group who know celebrities already. So like I said, they already do charity work. So yeah, it's brilliant. I just can't wait to see it finished, completed. You know, I've done the structure of it. I've done the website. I did it as well. It's very, very plain, very basic. Originally, it was supposed to be just to have a presence because I registered the domain names, the .com, .io and all that. So I thought, let me put something up just so that no one uses it, you know. But people like it because what they like about it is the simplicity of it. You know, it's crisp, clear. There's no jargon. All the jargon will be on the white paper. And then when you go to other cryptocurrency sites, it's all dark, you know, it's dark background, full of jargon, very confusing. With our website, it's straight to the point. So I thought, you know what, I'm just going to keep it on that. Just going to keep it as it is. We've got pictures of very children, good. Pictures I honestly believe that our children are our future. You know, and we can make this a better world. I mean, I'm looking at you now. I don't want to be disrespectful. You have a lot of white hair. So do I. You know, we're not going to be here much. We've got another 20 years. You know, I have a young daughter.
I have longer than 20 years, but I'll take your point. I'm not a spring chicken. So if I was to ask you now to put a date on when someone's going to be able to pay some money and buy these coins, when's it going to be?
You know what? When the rest of the team sees this, and I don't know if they can see this or hear this interview or how it's going to happen, they will come forward and they will tell you all the technical side of it. You know, we got developers doing it and they will give you a date. I can't give you a date. I don't know. Because like I said, we're aiming high. You know when you... You know, when you want to be a Formula One driver, you don't go into a Formula One car. You start Formula Three, and then two, and then you make it. Instead, you start in you don't jump into that. And what these guys are doing, they're jumping right into Formula One. You see, so they're aiming, and that's taking longer. I can't give you a date, but if you talk to the developers, hopefully they can.
People need to check the website, which I'll put the link to the website in the podcast link, and I'll also put the Facebook group in so that people can join, and then they'll see the updates on there as well.
Yeah. Well, the best place really is to get updates from the Facebook group. We have a YouTube channel just gone live. There's a little clip there. One of the volunteers. Great guy, you know, really genuine face, young actor. He wants to be an actor. He did a little clip about Muzaba. So we've got a YouTube, and there's an Instagram channel. I mean, these are not mine, by the way. The volunteers have them. You know, they run these websites, these other media things. But yeah, that's probably the best place to get updates.
Yeah,
would be
I guess the good thing is like anything, isn't it? You know, back to the share element is if you can get in on the seed round or the pre-IPO round or even the IPO round, you're getting in at the basement level. And the beauty of this is you're also supporting charities, so that this is a really good ethical side of things. Morally, it's good. And also, you know, you're not just getting rich and rich fat cats getting richer like the musts of this world. You're doing a good by buying the coin and holding it. And also you're giving people the opportunity to get in at that 00001 level, which is literally basement level investment.
Exactly. Yeah. That's, I mean, for people who invest in crypto, that's an opportunity of a lifetime. Really is an opportunity of a lifetime. And another thing is, and this is why I don't mind the taking longer with Coinbase, because another thing is, like, you live in Britain, right? You're here, and the exchange, the new coin comes up, but it's an American exchange. You cannot buy it, you know. You out. So a lot of people are buying it at 0001, but you're not. So when you jump in, you're already buying at a price that's gone up thousands percent, and you miss out. So by going to Coinbase, we're going to give the opportunity to everyone, both in America and the UK and all over the world, to buy, you know, at that initial price, and then hopefully, you know, hold it. I mean, we will encourage people to hold as long as possible, and they will do it, because I mean, you can see by the what's on the website that it's a genuine it's a genuine coin. It's from the people, really. I mean, I wish you could. Yeah, I mean, let me just mention another thing about the community and the people. I mean, we used to have these discussions on the Facebook page, and they were getting heated up, you know. So should we do this? Should we do that? So I moved everything to a WhatsApp group, and so the argument and the fighting goes in there. What we should do, you know. So we kind of keep the groups more positive and clean in a way, so more informative, because when you have so many people involved, it's like a chewing gum in the middle of the room. Everyone pulls in different directions, you know. It's like an elastic sort of thing. And in the end, what I've done, I created nine people that are in charge of just developing this and getting it done. So we will do what the community votes on through polls. You can see the polls in our group and what they want done, and then we will implement it. It's just the best way forward.
So hopefully you're going to have buy-in from at the very least these 1,000 people, and then it's going to go to the couple of 100,000 people who are invested in crypto. So you're going to have a very good start anyway, in terms of the amount of cash that should be. Have you any idea how much cash you would like to take in?
I mean, that's the other thing, because we go into Coinbase. I mean, we now have a thing called liquidity, you know. So we need to have a good liquidity pool in it. And that's going to come through the members, through pre-order, pre-sale. So that will just, it's jumping, you know, it's going from baby steps to the biggest jump, you know, in the Olympics, when they do the triple jump, that's the biggest jump. It's just going to be phenomenal. So people will be able to not only to buy, but at the same time, you know, there will be enough liquidity for a solid coin.
And presumably there'll be no big whales, and there'll also be tie-ins and lock-ins on the original founders, you know, the seed rounders. So yeah, that'll be a really nice thing to for people.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's transparency is number one, because we've got people with high profile jobs behind this. By the way, they're all going to be listed on our team page. You know, they work for big companies. There's one guy who works for a company that employs 400,000 people worldwide. It's massive. The other one, the developer, works for a company that employs 90,000 people worldwide. His background is hardware, you know, not so much stuff. Anyway, so we got people that, you know, they have a reputation, and they're not going to do rug pulls. In fact, rug pulls will not happen because, like I said, each wallet is going to be time locked. So you will not, for a year or 3 or 4 years, I don't know how many years, I won't be able to sell any coins. You know, which I don't mind. I'm happy. You know, if it goes up in value, hey, brilliant. I mean, this is for the future, for my daughter. It's not for me. You know, I have enough money. I'm not rich. I'm not poor. I have enough to live. And I don't want to be a multimillionaire. But yeah, in the future, there will be a lot of money in these wallets. You know, when I say the wallets now, I'm talking about our own, your wallet. When you buy in, you're going to have your own personal wallet, and that will just let it mature, let it stay there, let it go up in value.
Very good. All sounds very exciting. We're all going to be multimillionaires, and the world's problems will be solved by the trillions of pounds created in these wallets. So let's hope it all works out. Let's hope you can manage the situation to get it on Coinbase and that it gets launched and has a great takeoff. You know, it sounds very exciting. This can really have a major effect on different things in the world. It would be amazing. Just imagine if 35% of Bitcoin value was available to the world. It would be wow.
You know what you just said. Amazing. What you just said, exactly what I based Buzaba on. You know, Bitcoin does nothing for charity. Does nothing for the world. You know, and Buzaba does and will do. Because Bitcoin and all the other coins out there, it's just about getting rich, you know, greed. It's about greed, basically. And let's be honest, you know, for a lot of people, it's just pure greed. And Buzaba is not going to be greed. You will make money, but we can change the world, because those wallets, they're going to mature and they're going to get bigger and powerful and richer and richer. And that's going to go to the world. Everything you said now, we're all going to be rich and we're a millionaire. From your mouth to God's ears. That's all I can say.
Pedro Macosta, founder member of Buzaba, thank you very much.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
This podcast was brought to you by Roast PR Limited. If you would like to appear on a future episode of The Sunday Roast, please email admin@thesundayroast.net